And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to TXHT, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey Fans, where we are actually coming to you live from Madison Square Garden. So it's me, Michael, with my co-host, Ethan Bloom.
Ethan Bloom is alive!
And probably needs to drink decaf. Decaf.
Not necessary.
Okay, well anyways, so it's second intermission. You're not going to get the full hour podcast like normal because we're literally going to record during the intermission and only during the intermission. So real quick, you know, we're here at the Ranger Ottawa Senators game. Earlier today, the Capitals beat the Penguins 6-3. And what was a crazy one, as it was 3-2 after the first period in favor of Pittsburgh, and the Capitals scored four straight to get the victory in that one, Tom Wilson getting the game winner. And now we're here at Madison Square Garden watching the Rangers and Senators, and it was 1-0 Ottawa early in the game, but the Rangers would tie it up later in the period. And now, after a three-goal second period, the Rangers are now up 4-1. Ethan, how is it like to be at Madison Square Garden right now with whatever the hell is going on the ice right now?
Well, other than the fact that I'm watching T-shirt howitzers going on, actually, it looks like T-shirt Gatling guns. I haven't been to MSG, the world's most famous arena, to watch the New York Rangers play since 1996. I'm 30 years old. That was when I was four, and they played the Ottawa Senators in 1996 in my first ever NHL game. And I'm back here, it's full circle, in 2022, and I'm watching my Rangers decimating them. This is coming off of a 3-0 win against the Penguins, a complete shutout for Shesterkin. And now, it's, while not a shutout, not a shutout, because they're actually firing shirts, sorry. It's still an absolutely beautiful game. Igor looks fantastic. The Rangers are piling the shots on. And the Ottawa Senators are just not able to really penetrate the Rangers' defense right now. It seems that the defensive player of the game has to be Keandre Miller, who just seems to just constantly just block them and force them every time he's on the ice.
Yeah, and like, you know, early on, the Senators getting a goal. Like, in the first period alone, they only had three shots, and they had a goal. So that didn't look so good for Shesterkin right off the bat. But, you know, it is what it is on that. But, you know, as the game got settled, more settled in, the Rangers more settled into their game, which is why, you know, the Rangers are now playing with the high intensity that they are now. You know, both teams have had a power play opportunity. Neither team scored on the opportunities. But, you know, it's kind of unfortunately for, like, the Senators, the reason the Rangers were able to get on the board was because they won a faceoff, but they knocked the puck on the Panarin stick, and Panarin was able to just kind of shoot it past Anton Forsberg.
Well, that's just what happens when you don't have any puck control and you don't have and you don't watch the rebound.
Well, it's not just necessarily that. It wasn't a rebound thing. It was right off of a faceoff.
Yeah.
But the problem is that, like, you're taught to send the puck to the boards. You don't throw the puck up the slot. And the puck got thrown up into the slot right on the Panarin stick, right off of a faceoff. And, you know, that kind of hurt the Senators right away. And then coming into the third period, Andrew Cobb had a really nice snipe.
Spectacular goal by him.
You know, followed by Kreider, who also had a really nice snipe.
48th goal of the season.
And then Strome was the beneficiary of a nice slot pass, which he was able to put between Forsberg's legs. So obviously it'll be interesting to see if Anton Forsberg is going to come back out for the third period, being how the Senators are down by three. That's kind of like a wait-and-see type deal right there. But for the Rangers, And you know, grab your phone and pull up the app. Grab your phone and pull up the app so we can see how many shots have been taken so far this game. Because obviously, like, the Senators are still playing a good game. You know, they're just not, you know, the Senators are a team that are already out of the playoff picture. There's not a big opportunity for them to, like, really do anything except for maybe play spoiler. I mean, the only thing they're going to spoil is, like, okay, maybe the Rangers are just going to be second place no matter what, but
Or they're just not going to clinch the playoff tonight, exactly.
Yeah. So, well, actually, the Rangers, they just have to win, period.
Yeah. Or the Islanders, I believe, have to lose.
Yeah, just straight up. Not in overtime, but like straight
but
up regulation.
The Rangers lose. The Islanders have to lose.
Yeah. And while we're waiting for that, it's like, so we're looking at that. We see how, you know, the Senators are playing. And the reason I want these stats up is that way we can give you a better idea of a couple things. Because like I said, at the end of the first period, it was like 11 shots to 3 or something like that in favor of the Rangers. So, but yeah. Yeah. So the app is not working for him, so we're going to do this while we're recording. I'm going to pull it up on my phone because my phone probably will work. So we're pulling
it in.
As I'm literally looking at this upside down on my I'm reading this upside down. So it's Austin Watson who had the first goal of the game. So the shots are 25-9 in favor of the Rangers. So the Senators had 6 shots on goal in the second period. As I continue to look at this upside down, please God, get it on your phone, please, good sir. No, no, you. There you go. Game Center. Scroll down. So yeah. And then like you've literally hold on. It's not going to give us the other stuff. Boo.
My phone service is kind of slow in here, bud.
Yeah, your phone service sucks. All right, back to mine. But yeah, so like face-off percentage, Ottawa's doing a good job at 51.2%. The Rangers 48.8%. Both are 0-for-1 on the power play. Hits have been pretty even with 20-19 in favor of the Rangers.
However, block shots, though, it comes to 17-3.
Yeah, for the Rangers.
Yeah, big time.
Which is insanely weird.
And 5-1 in terms of takeaways in favor of the Rangers.
Which is really interesting because you would think that with the amount of shots that the Rangers are actually taking, the Senators would actually have more block shots than them.
Nope.
But I don't think that stat is correct. There's no way that the Senators only have 3 block shots.
There's, I don't know, bro.
That doesn't look right. We've been watching this game, and I've seen the Senators block more than that. But
well, it seems that the Senators goalie is getting a real workout. Anton Forsberg really needs to step it up in this next period unless he's out.
Yeah, I mean, unless they pull him. But, well, I mean, we'll see on that. But yeah, so it's like it's interesting. And then actually, you know what? We'll just run through the scoreboard real quick. So, as I mentioned, the Capitals beat the Penguins 6-3. Started off with a goal 45 seconds into the game by Brian Rust. Which then Marcus Johansson would score his first goal back with the Capitals since being reacquired at the trade deadline. And he would score that 16 seconds later. And then Orlov would score later in the period to give the Caps a 2-1 lead. But then goals by Jeff Carter and Brian Boyle would give the Penguins a 3-2 lead.
Former Ranger Brian Boyle.
And then in the second period, Alex Ovechkin would tie the game with his 44th of the season on the power play. And then in the third period, Tom Wilson would score, followed by 2 empty netters by Evgeny Kuznetsov and Martin Ferrivari to give the Capitals the 6-3 victory over the Pittsburgh Penguins.
You would think that after the Kuznetsov goal, they would not pull the goalie again, but they did.
Yeah. He's been doing that a lot more lately, and it makes absolutely no sense.
I think it has to do with analytics. I think they think that it's going to help. It doesn't.
Hint, word of advice, never listen to your analytics guys. They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Not in hockey, bros. Not in hockey.
But anyways, currently as of recording right now, we have Montreal and Toronto, with Toronto up by 1. They're leading 3-2 over the Canadiens in Hockey Night in Canada action.
Justin Bieber must be very happy with himself right now.
Yeah. I saw the jersey in person. It's nothing special.
Nope.
It's really not.
It's not.
The Blue Jackets and Red Wings are tied at 2. The Flames are beating up on the Kraken 3-1.
Not surprising.
The Ducks and the Flyers are tied at 2.
Not surprising either.
The Blues are beating the Islanders 2-0.
That's really not surprising.
And then in other scores, the Panthers beat the Predators 4-1, and the Devils beat the Stars 3-1.
That's going to be very interesting. The Panthers are still, you know, trucking along.
And then, obviously, later tonight, while we're here at MSG, even though we're releasing this at the same time we do every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern time, Colorado's taking on Edmonton, San Jose's taking on Vancouver, and Arizona still is going to take on the Vegas Golden Knights.
That's right, Mike.
So, like, I'm not going to lie, like some of these games are pretty good to be watching. Like, last night, like, you know, after work and after doing some podcast recording for Voices from the Grid, like, we were looking at it, you know, like, all the games were, like, one-goal games. It was really something there. Like, in a lot of the games, and there's only five games, and, like, I think literally more, like, three of them were comebacks.
Wow, yeah.
And they're all, like, one-goal games.
Exactly, man.
So it's crazy.
But right now I'm just really happy that the Rangers seem to have sort of gotten it together with themselves. Winning against the Devils earlier this week, shutting out the Penguins, and now looks like jinx anything right now, but they seem to be doing pretty well against the Senators at this point.
Hey, look, the Rangers just gave us the out-of-town scoreboard. Thank you.
Yep, thanks, MSG.
I mean, we already pulled it up on the app and all that stuff, but, you know. But overall, like, and as people have seen in the photos that I posted up on Twitter, our view is a little obstructed because of, in 418, you know, there's like a section 300 is technically above section 400,
yeah,
which is very weird and interesting. So, like, right above us is where I actually got my pizza.
Yes.
Like, literally. And,
although I must admit,
it was good pizza.
It is good pizza. Very good pizza. Very good hot dogs.
Yeah, we got the hot dogs. They were good, too.
And I have to admit, the food is very convenient.
Yes.
And so are the bathrooms.
Well, except for the line. But, but because of this bar, this section 300, or level 300 bar that's literally right above the 400 section, we actually don't see the Jumbotron at all. And because of the way the seats are also angled, we actually can't see the corner that we're sitting in. And we can't, I can't see the net, you know, just because of how the angle is a little bit. So it is a bit of an obstructed view. I do want to come back next season and try to sit maybe in the 200 section or something like that.
If we can afford it,
because the thing is that, like, well, I mean, think of it from this perspective. Okay, cool. We're here. We're watching hockey. We're enjoying the hockey, stuff like that. But imagine trying to watch the hockey without the obstructed view, because I can tell you, going to so many games at Capital One Arena, we don't have something like this, and it's very odd.
You must understand something. MSG is an extremely... It's one of the oldest arenas still being used. So they have been constantly redoing it and remodeling it, and it's sort of a patchwork amalgamation of just numerous different... what's the word I'm looking for? Additions. And so it can get very... It got very screwy. So, I mean, I think they're still trying to yearn to replace the arena, but... In the meantime, it almost has this, like, Frankenstein quality of just being something of a patchwork that just seems to somehow work. I do love the convenience of the food.
Oh, no, no,
and
no.
And the bathroom.
And don't get me wrong. I love the convenience of what we have as well. I'm just stating the fact that it's, like, it's very, you know, if you're paying for a 400 ticket like I am, which is, like, sitting in the nosebleeds, you're expecting to... essentially see the entire ice and the Jumbotron. You're not anticipating having your view blocked off by stuff.
True.
You know, and that's kind of the point I'm getting at. Outside of that, I'm still watching the game. I'm still enjoying the game.
But don't forget that this is a very shallow arena.
Yeah.
This is the you know, a lot of other arenas, it's more of what we would call, quote-unquote, stadium seating. This isn't as much. If you see the lower tier, it's very shallow. That's very unusual. And
not only that, but if you look behind the penalty boxes, there's like a walking platform there. There's like no seats behind the penalty boxes, which is so rare because it's like you go to any other arena in the NHL, there are people sitting behind the penalty boxes.
This used to be a smaller arena, and they just, you know, just continuously built onto it.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's such a wonderful place. It has so much character. At the same time, it's not exactly very, you know, it's very patchwork. It's sort of like if you've seen Harry Potter, think of the Burrow. That's the best way I can describe it.
But anyways, with that, we're almost at the 2-minute warning where the players come back on the ice for the third period, so we're going to wrap up here. You all know not to follow him on social media, even though I tag him for you on Twitter.
Don't ever, ever find me.
I tag him in the Twitter release for the podcast, so you can find him that way. But anyways, you can find me on Twitter at @TheLimbOn75, Facebook at Facebook.com/TXHTHockey, on the website at TXHTHockey.com. I do the Twitch thing at twitch.tv/TheMichaelX75, and of course follow the show on Twitter at TXHT_hockey. And as always, we are rocking our cool hockey jerseys. He's rocking his Henrik Lundqvist Rangers jersey. I'm rocking my Capitals jersey that I got when they went to the finals in 2018, both of which courtesy of Cool Hockey. Hit the link below and get your jersey. And remember, when you click the link and you do a purchase, you do support us because we do get a small portion of the sale.
Just so you know, update, Anton Forsberg is still in net. So this is going to be a very interesting period, folks.
But with that said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. We'll be back with another hour-long episode next Sunday when we are joined by Ted Starkey.
Now, live from MSG, this is the third period.